Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
All right. Adam Teicher joins us from ESPN.com, covers the Chiefs. He's been a friend to our show and previous shows here for a long time. Hey, Adam, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Bob?
We're doing okay. Here are the Chiefs, 3-0. And in this league in 2024, and the way that we consume our sports and comment about it on social media, boy, if you just read social media, you don't know what to think. I am of the opinion that if you're 3-0 and you're unbeaten, and you played three pretty difficult games, you should be pretty happy.
Yeah, it beats the alternative, right? You're right. So maybe staying off social media ought to be the best avenue for everybody here. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are, you're right, a little bit down on the Chiefs right now, but they're not necessarily the only ones. I mean, I don't know if you heard Pat Mahomes' comments after the game in Atlanta the other night, but he sounded like a guy who'd lost the game, you know, whose team had lost, and he was, you would never know that he was the quarterback of a 3-0 NFL team. He just sounded a little down, I guess, would be a pretty good word. And, you know, he just felt like he hasn't played well enough and the Chiefs haven't played well enough. And, you know, he's not apologizing in any way for 3-0, but you can tell he didn't feel like they've necessarily earned that record.
Is this still a quarterback league? And I present that with no alternative. I don't know what other kind of league it would be, but there have been some standout performances by quarterbacks, but mostly the numbers are down. We've heard it about Patrick Mahomes' career lows and stuff like that. Is it all relative, the numbers Mahomes is putting up so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're seeing with the Chiefs is a symptom of what's going on around the league. I mean, you know, there's a lot of teams that were sort of struggling this way. And so it's not necessarily going to be pretty, that's for sure. But yeah, so, you know, I think it is a bigger, it's kind of a symbol of what's going on that there are a lot of teams that are struggling. I still think it's, you know, you've got to have that big time quarterback to win a championship, but maybe it's what the big-time quarterback looks like nowadays. It's not like it did, you know, 5, 6, 8 years ago when everybody was putting up big numbers. Maybe it's going to look a little different this year.
Adam Teicher, our guest, the Chiefs 3-0. They have a road game coming up Sunday in Los Angeles against the Chargers. We're not sure of the status of Justin Herbert, at least I'm not. So who knows about that one. But the Chiefs are now without Isaiah Pacheco. They're without Hollywood Brown. Those are certainly two guys that figured prominently in this offense. Who steps up? Do we think Carson Steele has what it takes? He looked pretty good the other night, no question about it. Can Xavier Worthy increase his production? Can Travis Kelce become more like what we're used to seeing from Travis Kelce? And then Rashee Rice, who's played like an all-pro so far. Can he continue at that pace?
Yeah, they've got to, it's got to be all of the above, right? I mean, Listen, with regard to Kelce, you know, part of what the Chiefs were thinking during the offseason in drafting Xavier Worthy and signing Hollywood Brown was that they were thinking, okay, we need to start transitioning our passing game away from being centered around a tight end who is now or soon to be 35 years old. He's going to be 35 in a few weeks. And so that's their thinking there. And so this season in the Chiefs' plans was never going to be all about Travis Kelce. It was going to be about him playing well, but maybe shifting a lot of his burden off to other guys. And we've seen that at least with Rashee Rice so far, but now they've got to find somebody else to kind of help out. And whether that's Xavier Worthy or somebody else, I don't know. But they've got to get more from their other guys, no doubt. And they need more from Kelce, but they can't ask of him what he used to be. They can't ask for that kind of production from him anymore because that's just not reasonable. So, you know, he can be part of the solution, but he just can't be the whole thing. They've got to have some other guys. And, you know, Worthy's a rookie. What do you have the right to ask from him? So, you know, it's an interesting situation here for the Chiefs, but they've got to identify somebody for sure.
Yeah, you kind of answered my question about Kelce, but I was just going to ask, you know, what does being a franchise and an NFL icon basically get him? Does he get 17 starts? If he's healthy, is the leash quite a bit longer with him? How does that all play out if Travis Kelce is still not putting up the numbers in a few weeks?
Well, you know, then the Chiefs, if they've determined that the problem was with him, then they have a decision to make, right? I mean, do you keep playing and do you lessen his load and play Noah Gray and some of their other younger tight ends a little more? So that's a good question here, but I don't know what they're going to do, and that's we'll see when it comes to that. I still think he's going to have some games that are similar to what we know him to be, you know, that'll be Travis Kelce-like games. He probably won't have them as consistently as he did, but, hey, until he has them, I guess we'll never know.
Adam Teicher is our guest from ESPN.com. I thought of this question last night because I'm trying to think of fresh questions to ask about the Chiefs. We talk a lot about Andy Reid. We certainly talk a lot about this personnel. But I want your thoughts on Brett Veach and the job he's done over his time in Kansas City and not only building a championship roster, but so far being able to sustain it and to make it a powerful roster year after year. We had Blair Kirchhoff on the show yesterday, and I mentioned to him that we get caught up talking about maybe the potential some decline in the offense, but we don't talk about how well the Chiefs play defensively now, and that's a defense that was built through the drafting and moves of Brett Veach. How good is he, Adam?
Well, I think he's one of the best in the league. It's not easy what they've done. The team they built around Patrick Mahomes, you know, that's they've done a really nice job through the draft, particularly on defense, as you mentioned. I mean, just about everybody the Chiefs played defensively came to the league with the Chiefs. You know, there's Justin Reed at safety. He was a free agent addition. Just about everybody else who plays any kind of significant role on defense started their careers with the Chiefs, so it's been a pretty impressive output from that group, and he's the architect behind that. So they've done a really nice job there, and there's some other things that they've done. You know, with the Tyreek Hill trade has worked out about as well for the Chiefs as they could have imagined. That, you know, they've won two Super Bowls in the years since he's been traded, and they got some guys who were part of that defense you're talking about, including Trent McDuffie here. So they've done a pretty nice job. Certainly not perfect. Not everything they've done has worked out, but so far I think he's done about as well as the Chiefs could ask out of him.
I love Pacheco. I thought he was such a big part of all of this. He's down for a while, maybe the entire season. Kareem Hunt, we have learned, is expected to be active on Sunday against the Chargers. Is Carson Steele the right guy? Is he the one, or could Kareem Hunt and even potentially Samaje Perine, could this be kind of a shuffle situation in the backfield?
Yeah, I don't know how all this is going to shake out. It's going to be interesting to see how it does. I thought the backfield worked pretty well last night or Sunday night in Atlanta without Kareem Hunt. So I'm kind of wondering what the idea is behind that. What the Chiefs think they're going to get that they didn't get the other night, because I thought those guys, Perine and Steele, did a really nice job. So we'll see. Somebody's going to lose some carries. Somebody's going to lose out if Kareem Hunt plays. And I don't know how that's going to work. I would think all three guys would get some snaps, but we'll see whether the Chiefs agree with that.
All right, Adam. We always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us, and we'll get you down the road.
All right. Anytime, guys.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.